Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're going to give you five mistakes high-ticket dropshippers need to avoid when building their business. I'm going to jump right in. I think this is fun stuff right here. And it's five things we see come up a lot with our students, with consulting clients, with other people who have just listened to the podcast and started a business. By the way, if that's you, amazing. You listen to our podcast and you started a business. Kudos to you. I hope you're in our Facebook group so we can help support you. That's amazing. All right, let's jump right into these five. So number one is picking no man's land products. And what I mean by that is we want to go high ticket. So if you think low ticket, we're going to think, you know, $200 and under, probably $100 and under for low ticket products. And then there's this space between where we want to be and those low ticket products that we call no man's land. So 200 to, you know, roughly $700-$800 is kind of no man's land. And the reason for that is you will sell a lot of these products, but you will make no profit at the end of the day. So I think we used the reference of $600 on a previous episode. If you sell a $600 product with 30% margins, you have $180 left, right? You're going to have to pay 18 of that to Shopify right out of the gates and credit card fees. You're down to 160. You're going to have to go acquire this customer. You probably need to ship the product out of that $160. And oh, by the way, we're running a business. We want to make profit there. So just working with as many clients as I've worked with and John's worked with and our students, if you end up in that lower range and you don't have really exceptional margins, and I'm talking 50, 60% margins, which does exist in dropshipping, by the way, you're just not going to make any money. You're going to make a lot of sales. So hopefully you enjoy credit card rewards because you'll get a lot of those, but you're not going to really make much profit. And so that is one mistake I've seen a lot of people make, specifically in one industry. I don't really want to call it out. I do see a lot of people in the same industry where the products just kind of fall into this. But if you find yourself looking at products and they're mostly in the $200 to $700, $800 range, and there's just nothing above and beyond that, that you're going to want to try to stay away from there, in my opinion.
And so the question that people are going to come straight up to that is, I've got some high ticket products and I've got some products in that range. So just to be clear, like your core products, your focus of your products should be not in that no man's land. But if you have some accessory type products that go along with a high ticket product and people buy those at the same time or maybe a little bit after they buy the main product, that's okay. But don't make those no man's land products like the focus of your site. That's the wrong thing to do for sure. All right, moving right along. Number two mistake that people make is trying to sell hot products, right? So a shout out to all you sick gurus out there in your top niche list of 2023. That's what we mean, hot products. Products that everybody's like, oh, you got to jump on this right now. Guess what? Those are the exact products that you shouldn't jump on right now. For a number of reasons. One, if you're jumping on it, 100 other people are jumping on it, right? There's going to be a ton of competition in there. Go and look at e-bikes right now. We always talk about e-bikes. This was on everybody's top things you should sell list for about 5 years, right? And lo and behold, there are literally hundreds of people trying to sell these things now. They're also a trendy new product, right? So new products that have just been released into the market are generally things that you want to avoid as well. So we see lots of problems with e-bikes. There used to be lots of problems selling things like drones, right? And these sorts of products. Generally speaking, they can be unreliable. There can be supply problems. Also, when things get very competitive, you can see issues with margins from suppliers, which puts you in a really difficult spot. Once again, advertising is very competitive, and then you've got a counter with, you know, low margins, makes it even harder, and it's just not really, really not a fun experience. So, the real advice is find products that not everyone's looking at. Like, do the proper research. If you do the proper market research, niche research, when you're going to set up your business, you should not be landing on the latest trendy products as your selection. So get in there and do the work right. Don't just rely on what other people are telling you you should sell. That is almost a red flag. And this is why you don't hear me and Ben getting on here and saying, hey, everybody, go and sell coffee machines. It's a bad idea.
I think there's an old episode. I want to say, just looking through it, might be episode 69, nice, that we went through a guru's list, and it was just me feeding them to you, John. I do not remember the episode, but if I can find it, I'll put it in the show notes. And John was, he was not nice to the list that we presented. So if you can find that episode, if I can find it, I'll put it in the show notes. If you can find it, it is a doozy to listen to. All right, next up on the list, number three, copy pasta is what I like to call it. Too often we see people just go to the supplier's website, grab the same five photos, grab the description, throw it up on their site, right? Or they do a big bulk CSV upload or have their VA just straight up copy it. And that's all they do. They don't change headlines. They don't change body copy. They don't change titles. They don't do anything unique on their site. They simply copy what the manufacturer did. And then they wonder why they're not getting sales. So imagine yourself going to Google and searching for a product, and all you see is nine shopping ad windows there that are all the same image, right? And no matter which one you click on, you see the same description on every site. No one's really bringing you any value in that scenario. And so the likelihood of you winning the, you know, one out of nine coin flip, if that person's even going to buy that product at all, if they're not turned off by everybody having the same pictures and copy, it's already low, right? And so don't just copy. Like, take your time to upload these products. I know everybody wants to get going. I know everybody wants to launch. I know you want to get your first sale, but it will pay dividends in the long run if you take the time to work through. In our course, we have an SEO checklist of how you should upload things. John shows you how to upload things. Take time to work through those checklists, update your headlines, talk directly to the person behind the screen as if you are a salesperson in the store talking to somebody, and edit that copy so that it's more readable, that it's unique to you. And, you know, if John gets his way, you're going to throw a unique offer on that page too, so that you stand out from the bunch. And bare minimum, just mirror your photo. Just be a little bit different if you can, or go back to our returns episode on how you can get some of these, maybe through a scenario in which you got a return that you can make your own photos, or fly to the supplier and take photos, or go to a trade show and take photos. There are many ways that you can get unique content on your site. Don't just copy pasta what you see on the internet.
Yeah, 100%. I think the thing people forget when you're doing high ticket drop shipping, there is somebody else selling that product also. And you don't want to look exactly the same as them as much as possible. And there are so many ways that you can do this, but some simple things that Ben has just mentioned to do it. There are other things as well, which we've talked about on the podcast over the episodes. Anything you can do to set yourself aside from those other people who are selling the same product is gonna do you wonders. But if you just try and do everything the same, that's a massive mistake. I just want to jump in real quick here and say, if you've been thinking about getting started in the high ticket dropshipping space, maybe you've been thinking about joining the Dropship Breakthrough Program, but if you're like most people, you've got some questions. You might have some things that are unresolved in your mind around whether this is the right thing for you to be doing right now, whether this is the right thing for you to be investing your time in and starting a business here. Well, I've got something that might help you. If you are in that situation, you can jump on a call with a member of our team here at Dropship Breakthrough. It might even be me or Ben, to have a chat through those questions and help you work out whether high ticket dropshipping, being a member of Dropship Breakthrough, is the right thing for you to be doing right now. So all you need to do that is head to Dropship Breakthrough. That's one word, breakthrough spelled breakthrough.com/call. You'll find the link in the show notes. Head there, and that will take you to a page which has a booking calendar on it where you can find a time that works for you. It's a free half an hour call where you'll chat with a member of our team. Once again, could be me, could be Ben as well, about whatever you're thinking, whatever questions you have, whatever you'd like to work out, so that you can then go away and determine whether this is the right thing for you to be doing. So go ahead, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call in today. All right, number four, setting up ads wrong. Or in fact, I'll even take that and say running ads in the wrong place to begin with. So a lot of people come into dropshipping, they're like, I'm going to go into, you know, social media and pump that really hard and run tons of ads there and do all of that sort of thing. So I think that's a mistake to begin with. We obviously recommend people start with Google ads because they're very focused. When people want to buy particularly high ticket products, they go to search engines. But even when you get there, which is the right place to be, you want to run those ads right. You know, we use a three campaign Google Shopping funnel approach, which we've been using, honestly. Geez, I think I started using it maybe 6 or 7 years ago, Ben. I can't remember exactly when. And largely speaking, we do it exactly the same way we've been doing it for that whole time. It still works. It's still the best way to do it. But if you go in and try and just, you know, run performance max campaigns or, you know, lots of search text ads and all of this sort of thing, it's not going to work for you, right? We've tried all that, and it doesn't work very well. So there's a right and a wrong way to do ads. And once again, a very early mistake people make is getting their ads wrong. Spend a ton of money, don't get any results, and then think their business is a failure, when really they just need to straighten those ads out properly.
I think a lot of people want the easy button. Performance Max feels like the easy button, but I don't know about you, John. I've had, honestly, quite a few phone calls and text messages and Slack messages of people who are like, this X person guru coach told me run Performance Max. It's the way to go. I'm spending a lot of money and I'm not making any sales. What should I do? And I said, well, go back to your three-tier funnel that we teach in our course. Certainly, we didn't invent this. There is an old school video. I think he's talking about Nike shoes. Interesting video where I learned it from. And then I coined it the inverted funnel. And so I hear a lot of people call it that too. I don't know. I'm not sure what to call it, but it's like, it's the only way to run ads in high-ticket dropshipping. You have to do this part right. All right. Number five, not starting SEO on day one is a big mistake, in my opinion. And I want to actually like show some data to back this up. You know, John and I are big SEO bobos. We probably talk too much about it, if I'm honest. I don't know. But I love SEO and for good reason. And I'm going to show you why. I can't really show you this on the screen, but I'm going to read it to you, right? So I joined a business at the 1 year mark. They were in business for 1 year. And in the first year, 7% of users came from SEO through organic. That's 7,000 users for $0 in revenue, right? So when I came in, our big focus was clean up the ads. Let's get on SEO right away. In year number two, 27% of users, I clicked the wrong one here. 27% of users came from organic. That was 76,000 users for $854,000 in revenue, all coming from organic by focusing on SEO out of the gates. In the following year, 43% of users, nearly 250,000 people, 243,000 people came in for $2.274 million in revenue from organic traffic, not the ads you're buying. Again, ad costs continue to rise. They're only going to go up more as more and more people continue to sell products and Google continues to, you know, pinch their way to the top. Like, it's supply and demand, and also, you know, Google wants to make money. So like, you're going to have to build organic content. Why not start right out of the gates by doing things the correct way? In Dropship Breakthrough, we have a checklist. There's a whole bunch more coming if John continues to kick me in the butt to get more in there. Get your headlines right. Get your content right. Get your supporting keywords right. Build out supporting content. Your customers are on a journey to buy the products you want. So if you can help them by answering the questions around their journey and building that out in content, you're going to eventually start ranking for those pieces of content for your products and for your collection pages. And that's going to drive more traffic to your business that you put time in early that are going to pay dividends for years and years and years to come.
It's not like you have to go crazy with it in the beginning. A lot of the stuff is just really foundational things you can do that aren't super time consuming. It fits in with other work you're going to be doing in your site anyway, like uploading products, for example. You're doing that anyway, so you might as well do it right. But it's a really hard thing if you get a year and a half, 2 years into running a business and realize you want to do SEO. You can't just make it happen. In fact, you've probably done a lot of things that will be a detraction from your SEO efforts in that time. It's going to take time to ramp that up. And you're going to be sitting there the whole time going, oh man, why didn't I do this 12 months ago? It's a really bad look. I hate it when I see people in that situation. I feel really bad for them, honestly. I'm like, yeah, that does suck. And it's going to take you some time to get to where you want to be now because you let it sit for so long. So, yeah, can't emphasize that enough. Absolutely.
Look, quick plug for our course. People pay me a lot of money to consult with them to do what John just said. We'll go in there. We end up deleting a third or no indexing a third of the pages, oftentimes deleting a ton. And then we have to go redo keyword research, rechange every single product, every single collection, every page on the site, go find, like, it is a lot of work to go back and have to redo all of this when you can just, again, in our course, there's a checklist one by one by one, making sure as you're uploading products, as you're building collections, as you're building pages, as you're building out your theme, get this stuff right in the beginning so that you never have to worry about it again and just watch Google will reward you for the effort that you put in one time.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.